It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kaylee Eyman. She is the new director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're going to talk about some of the things that that are coming up as far as events for the United Way. Plus, we're going to talk and get to know Kaylee a little bit better. Kaylee, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start talking. First and foremost, welcome to the area. You said you were new to the area, correct?
Yeah.
So, and before we were talking kind of off the air, you come to us from Yakima, Washington.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up. My husband and I actually moved from the Sandy Lehigh area, though.
Okay, and you were noticing some similarities. You were talking to me about, you know, the area here to Yakima. It has that small town feel still.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of, you know, knows everybody and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Really enjoyable.
And you've purchased a home. You're living here now. And you were looking for a job and you put in for it. And here you are, the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the United Way is a great organization in the area. They offer so much. They do so many things. And we're going to talk about some of those. The first thing we really probably need to talk about is the Day of Caring.
Yes.
Now, with what's going on, I'm assuming that we're going to lose the Day of Caring this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not able to have it this year. We did look at some possibilities of still hosting it, but with the numbers rising and guidelines and everything, we're unfortunately not able to do it this year.
Okay, so you know what? Here's what you guys are asking as an organization. You know what? You don't need to organize to get out and help your friends and your neighbors, right?
Correct.
So anytime you can do this.
Yes.
Go out. If you see a neighbor that needs help outside or if their yard needs help or something like that, or even in the community, that's an even better way. I've been involved with the Day of Caring for quite a few years. And it seems like every year somebody was out on Wood Hill doing something. And, you know, we have areas of the city and people that go in and help and do those things. And you don't need the United Way to do those.
No.
So get on out and, you know, have some fun.
Yes.
And get your groups together and do it on your own this year.
Yeah, we are encouraging individuals to go ahead and still participate in service projects. If you find someone that needs help or even just people in your own neighborhood, we do want everybody to still remember to follow the guidelines for the COVID and to social distance and mask and everything, though.
Okay, so that takes care of the Day of Caring. The next one up is the Angel Tree. And as of right now, you're still planning on having the Angel Tree, correct?
Yes, so we're still planning on doing it. We're looking at details and how we would have to follow that better with the guidelines, but we still plan on doing that.
And the Angel Tree is a great program. If you can speak to it or if I can speak to it, either way. The Angel Tree is great. It's for, you know, not just, you know, it's mostly for kids in need in the area.
Yes.
And we have little angels that go on trees. You just go and grab one. And on the back of it, it has written down what those kids want.
Yes, correct.
So you go and get them, wrap them, and bring them back to where you got your angel from. And that helps out the community. And it gets somebody that, you know, may not have had Christmas, it gets them their Christmas.
Yes, and we will have applications going out October 1st. I believe they will be on the website. They're not updated as of right now, but they will be. So.
Okay. And let's talk about, you said this one you're not 100% sure of, but it's in the works right now. You're also going to have a diaper drive. Let's talk about the diaper drive.
Yes, for right now, we're planning on doing a diaper drive in September. The details are still being worked out, but the diapers go to the WIC program to help with that.
And that's a great thing as well. And then let's just move right down the list. And one of my favorites, and we were talking off the air, every time that Cheryl brings up this program, it kind of gives me chills. And it just, and I don't know why, but it's the Souls to Souls program. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, so that is our shoe program. Kids that are in need of new shoes, especially during the school year, teachers contact us and they're like, hey, we have a kid that needs shoes. And then I go and drop off a pair of shoes typically that same day. We are having a bin outside our office at 81 North 200 East in Price, Utah, from Tuesday to Thursday, 9 to 12. That's typically when I'm there. So that's when it will be outside our office door. For anybody who would like to donate a pair of new shoes for that program, since we haven't been able to have any drive or donation.
And you're also looking at the possibility of having collection bins other places in town as well, correct?
Yes, we're looking at into that right now.
Okay. And then let's just kind of wrap up with your social media. You said that you're working on getting all of the Facebook page updated as well, and then you're going to start working on the website too a little. So yes. Let's talk about the Facebook page and how people can get to there.
So as far as I know, it's a Facebook page, and you just have to type in United Way of Eastern Utah. It should come up. I've been doing a couple posts within the last week or two. I will constantly be trying to update that of events or where the donation bins are located and all the updates that we have. I'm also currently working on trying to get our website updated with where that information is too.
Okay. So there you have it. That's a lot.
Yes.
You walk right in and you've got a lot on your plate right now. Yes. Kylie Iman with the United Way of Eastern Utah, thank you so much for coming in and taking some time with us today. We really appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. You can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.